A wave of bombing struck outdoor markets in Shiite-dominated neighborhoods of Baghdad on Tuesday, killing at least 69 people, officials said. It's the latest in deadly militant attacks, far from the front lines in the country's north and west, where Iraqi forces are battling the Islamic State group. In an online statement, IS claimed responsibility for the deadliest bombing of the day, which took place in Baghdad's northeastern Shab neighborhood, and where at least 28 people were killed and 65 others were wounded. In that attack, a roadside bomb first exploded outside the concrete blast wall surrounding the open-air market, followed by a suicide bomber who blew himself up as people gathered to help the victims of the first explosion, a police officer said. The IS statement said the attack was carried out by an Iraqi who targeted members of Shiite militias. The Associated Press could not verify the authenticity of the statement, but it was posted on a militant website commonly used by extremists. A bit after the Shab attack, a parked car bomb struck a fruit and vegetable market in the Shiite-dominated neighborhood of Dora in southern Baghdad, killing 8 people and wounding 22 others, another police officer said. In Baghdad's eastern Shiite neighborhood of Sadr City, a suicide car bombing hit a crowded outdoor market, killing 18 people and wounding 35 others. Medical officials confirmed the casualty figures. All officials spoke on the condition of anonymity, as they were not authorized to talk to reporters. Commercial and public places in Shiite-dominated areas are among the most frequent targets for Sunni militants seeking to undermine the Iraqi government's efforts to maintain security inside the capital. Since its blitz in the summer of 2014, IS has controlled significant areas in northern and western Iraq, including the country's second-largest city of Mosul. A wave of bombings in and around Baghdad over the past week has killed almost 200 people, but the Islamic State has not confined its latest attacks only to Baghdad. This story was posted by Sinan Salahuddin with the Associated Press.